to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Perfection and Excellence.
Hallelujah. Imagine that you are in a plane, like many of you, you know, when you're traveling, and you get into your BA or you're traveling to some other country. And while you're inside and they announce fasten your seatbelts and you're... And then you hear the sound from the microphone. The guy says, I'm Captain John Smith. As you know, nothing is perfect in this world. Our airplane is no different. No one should expect any perfect landing. It is our hope that we arrive at our place of destination, God willing. What would you think? You'd wish you heard him before they shut the door. If you had heard him before, you'd have been out. But now the door is shut. And you start tonguing. You pray in tongues. Why? Because they believed in success before they brought that plane there. Why is it that only church people don't believe in success? We come into church and we say, well, no man is perfect. You don't have to be perfect. We just keep striving for it. We hope that one day we'll become perfect. Why do we do it in church? Believe in perfection. And don't be intimidated by it. You will not be judged by another person's standard. You will be judged by your standard. So don't be afraid. Okay? Your perfection will be judged according to the information given to you. The information you have received, the training you have received. Not the one you didn't get. So believe in perfection. Talk perfection. Think perfection. That's the way to do it. And guess what? You become perfect.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.